Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, we had 24% of 44. We're curious how you solve this problem. Pause the podcast, give yourself time to think, and then come on back to hear how we've solved it.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm super interested to think about the community property today. Can I start there?
Sure.
So instead of finding 24% of 44, I'm going to find 44% of 24.
Okay.
So I'm going to think about, I'm going to think about two. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm really thinking in a ratio table today for some reason. And I want to think, about 44 times 24 and then do the percent.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to find, I'm thinking about 24s and I'm going to find two 24s. That's 48. And then I'm going to find 424, so double the 48, that's 96. Now I've got 424s. I'd like to have 40 24s. So I'm going to scale that 96 times 10 to get 960. And then I'm going to add those two together because I've got 4 24s is 96, 40 24s is 960. When I add those together, I get 44 24s, 960, and 100 would be 1,060. Back up 4 is 1,056. So 44 times 24 is 1,056, but I want 44% of 24. So I'm thinking it's 10.56.
I love that you said that you want to think about the 24 and 44.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives kids, if that sort of thinking is something that you're sharing out, then it really brings meaning to the percent of 100 and the relationship of percentages. Right. It's not just like this random other thing, but it's a hundredth of something. So that's nice.
Cool.
I'm actually going to not go 24% of 44. I'm going to go 25% of 44 because I think that's super slick. So 25% of 44 is 11. Not too much to worry about there. And then I'm 1% over. So 1% of 44, I like to scale one at a time. So I'm going to go 10% of 44 is 4.4, four and four tenths.
Mm-hmm.
But I really need 1%. So I'm going to scale again, which is 44 hundredths.
Nice.
And so I just have 11 minus 44 hundredths. And with that have you need, then I know it's going to be 56 with the 44. So that's 10 and 56 hundredths.
Nice. I really like how, you use the quarter, the 25%. Hey,
yeah.
Just really quick though, I'm actually curious. How did you find 25% of 44? You just said, and that's 11.
Yeah. I mean, I think because I know that 25 and 100, there's a relationship of times four. And so I was thinking about what times four is 44.
Okay.
So 11 times four.
Like a fourth of 44?
Yeah.
44 divided by four?
Mm-hmm.
Any one of those? Cool.
Yeah.
All right. That was awesome. I wonder how you are thinking about the problem. I wonder if your strategy was like ours or something entirely different. Represent your thinking, take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
And be sure while you're there, you tag Pam on social media and use the hashtag MathStratChat.
Hashtag.
Absolutely. So check out the problems that she posts on Wednesday around 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then pop back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem.
We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure-outable. Thank you for listening and making math more figure outable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figure Outable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn four routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.